Merci, Monsieur le Président. Bonjour.
Thank you, President. Good morning to all. Good morning, colleagues. First and foremost, I would also like to welcome the ambassadors of New Zealand and Colombia and wish them the best of success in their mission. Our delegation is available to them for any productive cooperation with these two countries within the CD as well as elsewhere, of course. I would like to secondly thank you most warmly, President, for all the efforts that you have made in seeking a consensus and taking into consideration the considerations and expectations expressed by all the members of the CD. And through you, I would like to thank your colleagues within the P6 for all the efforts that they have made. I had not intended to take the floor, but given that the debate is taking a certain turn, and given that I understand that some delegations that took the floor did express the wish for consultations to continue on decisions that you're proposing, I would like to say that this was in fact not my delegation's wish. We were willing to show utmost flexibility to ensure that work can begin within our forum. However, if consultations were to be continued, then I think it might be useful to us to give some thought on subsidiary body number 2, and that we continue to try to see whether it might be possible to improve the mandate on some of the subsidiary bodies. I do have some understanding for what our colleague from India said before I took the floor. Now, I don't wish to go on at any great length on this topic, but one delegation before me spoke of a mantra. And I think that within our conference on disarmament, there are good mantras, perhaps, but there are also negative mantras. And I think that is a problem that we need to deal with. So this is what I wanted to say. I wanted to say that we are available to you, open to you, and wish you all the best for the continuing.